Boom, I hit record. Let me hear what you sound like, friend.
Tweet, tweet, tweet-a-dee-dee.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, I don't really have anything. So we'll just get rolling. Because I didn't know if this was going to be an intro or a sound test. Tostito, Frito, Dorito, Cheeto, Winnebago, hasta luego. Just say go.
Lego my ego.
Oh, you got it. Nintendo, innuendo, in your end, do.
Friendo.
Boom, friendo. I think that we're supposed to think that that's all coincidental, but audience, it's not.
Oh. It's just be cousins.
Just be cousins. I was listening to Jam On It. Remember that song?
Oh, I thought that was a porno.
No. it's a hip-hop song from the 80s called Jam On It by a band called Nucleus. And I was trying to change some of the words to JBC. Instead of Jam On It, was JBC On It. Didn't really work. But
wait, that's what you were trying to do? This right there?
No. That's it. No, that was just flarn nonsense. This was it's a good song. Have you heard it? You should go next time.
Well, look,
time.
Flarn nonsense is just a good name for anything. Mm-hmm. But go ahead and just hit that clip. You got it? What is it?
No, but I can bring it up. Yeah, I can bring it up. I mean, I thought everybody heard this.
Jam On It.
Yeah, Jam On It by Nucleus. Here we go. I mean, it's just... Is that ringing a bell? Let me turn it up.
Did they say, Jam On It?
Not quite. Jam On It. That's what they say. It's a good song. And so I was trying to. I was actually doing.
Gentlemen, to the music episode. Just kidding.
No, I was doing the whole thing for my 2-year-old son, and he was just giving me this look like, "God damn it, you're white. You're so white. You're so white."
And true, he can actually say that. Well, anybody can say that.
Yeah, but he's half not
white or not. So, but the fact that he's, he's exactly half white.
Yeah, exactly half. He's straddling that fence there. Speaking of fence straddling, I just something wanted to bring up before we get too deep into the vagaries of my stupid life. This show, Joe, is going in the can. I was thinking that maybe we should fake, like, hey, everybody, welcome to whatever day we're going to post this on. What is that? I don't have a calendar in front of me.
Oh, man, I was hoping this wasn't going to come up. Or I just knew that it was going to come up, and so I was kind of prepared to talk about it, maybe.
Well, here's my thought. Here's why I think that the reason why we
what
hang
what are your thoughts?
Hey, everybody, welcome to August 20th. Because you never know. Like, you and I, we go off the cuff, and I might say something at some point like, gosh, I sure would like to play Ariana Grande's piano, if you know what I'm saying. And then it turns out that after we record that, but before we post it, like, she gets hit by a piano in the face or something, like, tragic. And then
you say something that – if we're trying to pretend to be in the future, suddenly it doesn't make any sense, right?
It's painfully obvious that we're not in the future. I mean, as much time as I spend on Twitter, there's no way I'm going to miss tweets about Ariana Grande's face and a piano coming into close, intimate contact. That's not going to happen. So I thought, just full disclosure.
It's very Looney Tunish, by the way.
I think that,
I mean, if you're thinking about someone's death and then you automatically think of a piano dropping upon them.
Yeah.
It's pretty Looney Tunish.
Well, I was thinking more along the lines of, like, she's at the piano and she's playing, and then, like, see, in my mind, you remember that Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Well, when they do another one, but I'm the rabbit, I'm not going to be married to that one curvy tune. I'm going to be married to the cartoon version of Ariana Grande, and she's going to be playing the piano.
Well, Jessica Rabbit is one thing.
Yeah, Jessica Rabbit, that's her name. So anyway, that was my thought. So everyone, even though you aren't going to hear this until the 20th or the 21st of August, we're recording it today. And I'm going to tell you what today is, but we're not recording it when you're hearing it. We're recording it a lot earlier. Just want to say that.
Okay, well, I'm going to fuck up your whole thing.
Go for it.
Because what my idea was,
yeah,
and this is kind of a continuity thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we had to do two music episodes in a row. We had to. It would be unfair to our listener to be like, listen to 3 hours of us talking about mumble rap and jazz and improv. Like, that's not right.
No.
It's certainly not entertaining. But if you break it up a little bit and then, you know, work it out just right, you can do an episode one and then an episode two of the same theme. And I think we did that well, actually. I think so. And so what I'm saying is the last episode was a, like, reading from my notes, and it just kind of – it seemed random.
Yeah.
But there was a format developed.
Yeah.
And we've fallen into this format before, and what I suggest is this becomes a new format.
Okay.
Sometimes we might do totally random episodes, and that's what we thought we were going to do, or that's what we thought we were doing.
Yeah.
But I disagree. It turned into a really reliable format that we should do over and over again.
Okay.
And that we didn't finish last time what we were kind of aiming to do.
Yeah.
That we should do another part two right now. We did a music one, music two.
Right.
And now I think we should do a notes part one and a notes part two.
Okay, so this is part two.
What I'm saying is this should be the one that is presented first. And then we do – we're going to do in just in a couple of days for anyone who's wondering. We're going to do – in a couple of days we're going to do an animal episode.
Okay.
I'm saying present this one first. Because it's going to be two part one and part twos together. God.
That's meta. That's just so.
But do you know what I mean, though? Like,
we should do.
We've never ever done part one of a show and then part two. If we're going to do that, let's do it twice in a row instead of breaking it up.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I hear what you're saying. So let's do this. All right. We're now going to So we're recording this. I'll post it up. I said we're going to, you know, today's the 20th, but it's not. It's a different day. And then it's actually not the 20th, even it's a week before that. It's the 13th, but it's not because it's a different day. Yeah. So there you go. And if you don't like it, you can suck eggs. So here we go.
All right. Here we go.
Here's our notes. Oh, I want to ask you this question real quick first, though. Joseph Neal, what's your middle name?
My middle name is Archibald.
All right, Archibald. So you're...
Well, I have five middle names.
Okay.
But Archibald is my favorite.
It's your favorite. Name. Okay. Cool. I was just, you know, I don't know what I was doing.
So Joseph, Joe Neal.
Yeah.
People are like, well, that's two first names.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, do you got a problem with that? My cousin is named Jason Mark.
Yeah,
that's two first names. It's a family tradition.
Yeah.
Do you have any other names? And I'm like, oh.
Wait a minute. I'm so stupid. Joe, you're right. You have the five middle names because all the rest of us cousins don't have a middle name. I completely forgot about this. It must have been traumatic. We gave you I don't have a middle name. Neither does our cousin.
Your dad, my dad, a couple of other dads that were either brothers or cousins, they all had kids. Between the ages of, you know, 0 and 12, right? And they all had middle names. And then they played a horseshoe tournament. And they said, the winner of this horseshoe tournament gets all the middle names. And that person's son gets all the middle names. And all these other sorry bastards don't get middle names.
That's right.
And that is how they will live the rest of their lives. My father won that horseshoe match.
He did.
And that is why my name is Joseph Archibald Zachariah Uttermohelen Wheatenbogard Smith the Third. That's just one of the names, by the way. The Third. Neal. The Third becomes – that comes before Neal, which is weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I think the name that I stole from you was that my dad stole from your dad.
Yeah.
Was Utter Mohelan.
That's right, Utter Mohelan.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. I remember now. I didn't remember before, but now I remember.
And I'm sorry, Jason, but I'm going to take it.
You know,
look at it. Look at all these fucking names that I have.
You just got all
the
names. We played
poker with names. Probably better at poker than me. So if I started betting my names, you could probably win a couple of those. Which one would you like to?
Well, I like from? What was the one Wheat Burton or Gross?
Well, it's Joseph Zachariah Uttermohelan Wheaton Bogard.
Wheaton Bogard, that's the one I like.
You like that one?
I like Wheaton Bogard. Yeah.
Well, I stole from you. My dad stole from you. Utter Mohelan. You like Wheaton Bogard.
I like Utter Mohelan, but a little used, kind of frayed on the edges. You know what I mean? It's got that dent in it. Needs a new paint job. But Wheaton Beauregard. Wheaton? Will Wheaton's house is, what is it now? Wheaton?
Wheaton Bogard.
Wheaton Bogard. Is it Wheaton or Wheaton?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Family Guy episode. Hey. Go ahead. What do you have, Jason Mark? Only Jason Mark?
Yeah.
Those are your only two names, right?
That's right. Those are my only two names. So I interrupted what you... What we're going to do now is we're going to read some of the tweets. Since no one follows us on Twitter, I'm going to read the tweets. I'm going to read all of
them. That's really tough.
yeah. Here's the thing. When we started Just Because's, Twitter was only allowing 144 characters, okay? And so I tweeted for a while, and then I kind of gave up because no one was following me, and I was bored with it. There's a few people following, and they're dear human beings to my heart, truly. But then, after that hiatus, Twitter said, hey, how about 280 characters, fuckers? I think they knew that Donald Trump was going to be president, and they just knew he would tweet himself to death. But anyway... So I've come back to it, and here's what I did. Just because I don't know what to tweet. I mean, I try to tweet whenever we do a new episode. Say, hey, our new episode's out. Go watch it, asshole. I don't put in the asshole. I just, because I don't want to insult our one follower. But what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. So what I did was, in order to write tweets, I was kind of trying to do five a day. I went to every joke I've ever written since I started stand-up comedy, which was 12, 13 years ago. And just went through all of them, organized them, and then tried to boil as many of them as I could down to 280 characters or less. Now, there's some jokes I couldn't do at all because they're stories, right? You can't – it just wouldn't work. But I tried to even pull from there if I could. So that's kind of what I did. So I'm going to read some of the short ones first, and then we'll skip over to the more recent long ones.
That's great, and I can't wait. I knew that this is the deal, but can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Why does no one care?
About our tweets?
Yeah. Or anything that we ever do. Is it because we don't the quality? I guess I argue for that all the time, that there's no quality here.
No. We have quality. Here's what it is. You've heard of the proverbial needle in a haystack, okay? We're not a needle in a haystack, Joe. We're one penis in a bukkake.
So it's hard to...
It's very hard. Oh, I mean what? Yes, it's difficult.
Hard. It must be. You have to try and keep it hard.
That's right.
Or else it, you know?
And so if you go into that room and you see all these dicks, you're not going to go like, all right, I want to find the one that appeals to me the most. No. You're just overwhelmed with the splooge experience. So that's why people haven't found us yet. Those who have found us think that we're not just amazing, we're A through Z amazing. That's how comprehensively amazing we are. We're A through Z amazing.
Yeah, that but you on Twitter, you're like this guy in a bukkake situation, and you've got a gorilla mask on, and you're just trying to keep your dick hard. There's no fluffers. There's no fluffers. No. It's all you.
Yeah.
It's all you. You just got to keep it hard. Trying to think of sexy things, and the gorilla mask is not helping.
No, it never helps.
That is, it's uncomfortable.
I mean, I think, well, let me read the tweets, and you tell me if you think they're good or not. Let me read you the very first one, the day I started our Twitter account on January 31st, 2017. Here it is. If Kanye didn't exist, we'd have to invent him.
I read that one, and I laughed.
It's deep, isn't it? It's fucking deep.
Well, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
I read that a long time ago, and I was like, now that is a good first tweet.
I
laughed, but that was a long time ago, so now I'm not going to laugh again.
Okay, don't
laugh. So here we go.
So, and then I'm going to read some more, and understand that when I use I a lot, but it's not necessarily me, and it's not necessarily Joe, and it's not really us. I mean, kind of is, but it's sort of this.
It's
the royal eye. There you go. So here's one. So I tried speed dating, which I'm very sorry to report has absolutely nothing to do with methamphetamines. Okay.
Okay, I'm getting into it. Just keep rolling.
I'm just keep rolling. Okay. Let's see. So far, Taco Bell has been my longest and most faithful relationship. Here's
that's it. That's really good.
Okay. All right. Hashtag Taco Bell. So here's a dumb one. Anyone know a good school to learn how to be an evil demon asking for a fiend? Get it? Because not asking for a friend, asking for... Anyway, I'll move on.
No, I got it. Go ahead.
Okay, let's see. Now, I put this on... Oh, this was on Easter of last year. I tweeted, thinking about asking a transvestite to put clothes on a crucifix, you know, to celebrate. I'm not really sure if that worked, but anyway...
See, I consider you the more politically correct.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, entity of this podcast. That I call us entities is weird. I'm just saying, I feel like you're more sensitive, socially conscious than I am. I just tip the scale all the time. But that...
That one borders
now,
on.
I understand why we're partners. It's all right. Keep going.
Okay, so this is what I wrote. When Joe and I were kids, we loved Tang. They sent that stuff up into space. Then one day, Joe's mom showed us how we could add water to it, and we were like, "What?" Hashtag Interrobang. Hashtag We got to try this with Kool-Aid. Hashtag Has Jared Kushner ever had Tang? I did hashtag Jared Kushner because I was trying to get people to like follow, because Jared Kushner was in the news, and I was like, well, if I hashtag his name, that'll pop up in front of other people. They'll go, oh, they're funny, I'll follow them. But anyway,
yeah, no, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
but it didn't work. Like,
no follows.
Well, I think hashtag Pooty.
That might have worked. Yeah.
Do you understand why that works? It's a stupid joke. Continue.
Hashtag Pooty.
Pooty Tang.
Pooty Tang.
Pooty Tang.
Oh, Tang. Because okay. Because of the Tang, yeah. I can't remember the last time I had Tang. Let's see. Here's one. I was trying to be topical. So still wondering why the hashtag crypto people have not invented a hashtag Dark Knight based bat coin yet. Hashtag na-na-na-na-na-na. Or a hashtag two-face coin that has a 50% chance to be worthless, just like hashtag Bitcoin on any given day. Now, that one, I got a like from a Bitcoin person on. So some Bitcoin guy saw that and said, yeah, it's pretty funny. You can go to Twitter and you can do a search for anything, right? So hashtags aren't necessarily just a search for things. You could go into Twitter and say, show me Trump tweets, show me Jared Kushner tweets, show me Tang tweets, whatever. But I think what a hashtag does is it also alerts people to something that might be trending such that they jump in on the conversation. I think that's kind of how it has developed. So if some, like, you know, everybody, there's a hashtag, a throwback Thursday. So people put up pictures of themselves when they were younger and skinnier and more likable in the hopes that someone will like them. It never works, but that's what they'll do. Hashtag throwback Thursday, you know, or, you know,
hashtag. So sad.
On my not JBC Twitter account, I was doing hashtag impeach Trump, and I was getting tons of likes and follows just from that.
Well, now that makes sense. But when I see someone say something like, this is what I ate for breakfast, hashtag bacon, hashtag hash browns, hashtag what?
Yeah,
what you just explained, I guess, makes sense. But it seems like a desperate, like, shatterscot.
Absolutely.
Scattershot.
I like shatterscots way better.
I should shatterscot.
That's going to be the name of today's episode. I love it. Shatterscot. You know, that's what we're going to call this format, Joe.
All right, I can't even speak anymore. So continue.
I think for some people, especially myself, a hashtag is not only a way to like say, hey, I'm talking about a topic you might be interested in, but it's also kind of a way to put a sort of a parenthetical little aside, right? Most of my hashtags are hashtags no one's ever used because they're just long sentences without spaces in them. Let me see if
I can... thank you. That's what I thought, is most hashtags aren't some funnel into like a larger conversation. They're mostly just kind of like afterthoughts.
Yeah.
Nobody actually really uses these hashtags.
No, some people do.
Something really good, which is like fuck Trump, like hashtag fuck Trump. I bet that's huge.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. And you can hashtag things that are popular. Like I did a tweet with hashtag the Black Keys or
again, huge.
Yeah.
That's got to be big.
Here's
hashtag
one.
The Black Keys.
Yeah.
Great.
And
hashtag
one.
Green Beans. Actually, that's probably pretty big too. Yeah.
So here's one where it's just it's obscure.
Another tweet.
3 million people in California have not subscribed to our podcast yet. Sad. Hashtag also 7 billion other earthlings.
All right. Keep doing your tweets.
All right. So here's one. In terms of music, just listened to a dance remix of Dolly Parton's cover of Walking on Sunshine, but Katrina and the Waves. What did you do today? You in all caps. That's true. I really did listen to that.
Imagine me with huge tits.
Huge tits, yeah.
Walking on sunshine. Right.
Yeah, it's pretty good. That's exactly what it sounded like, too. Do you think Gatorade hates it when people use the word Haterade? And... is that ironic? Okay, that's the one.
Hashtag yes.
Hashtag yes. Here's another one. Hey, excuse me. sorry, I read the one above it by mistake. The one above it is, hey, Tim, how's it going? It's because I was tweeting to one of our listeners. No, before that, though, was, you can't say her ass meant so much to me without harassment. So. Yeah.
Wonderful. Continue.
If you're alone when you sneeze and there's no one there to say bless you, be meek, because blessed are the meek. That's from the Bible, yo. Also, when you sneeze so hard it leaves you weak, that kind of feels good. Hashtag bonus, hashtag life pro tips. And that was retweeted by some life pro tips people. So apparently they thought that was a good life pro tip.
This is great.
What if there was a typo on a form or something, and instead of minefields, they screwed up and planted mime fields? That would be the quietest, most terrifying thing ever. I bet Windows 11 would come out with a free copy of Minesweeper. Hashtag mime, hashtag mimes, hashtag or sucks. So there you go. Yeah.
I'm getting into it.
Yeah.
I'm starting to understand.
Oh, I did the Tang thing twice, too. No, I didn't. I just was reading out of order. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, let's see. I'm not reading absolutely every one of them. I'm just trying to get to the good ones. here's one I did. Here's one where I'm using the hashtag, right? For your hashtag Monday motivation, Joe and I would like to point out that we have podcasted more hours than we've spent in each other's physical presence. Hope that motivates you to stop being around other people too. Hashtag flu 2018. And again, I was using a popular hashtag that time, so... that was a mind blower, let me tell you. When people get lost and ask for directions, I tell them, follow your heart. And when they get mad, I say, and that's why you're still lost, friend. Hashtag poignant, hashtag GPS, hashtag heart, hashtag sure happy it's Thursday. So there you go, that's that one. I'm the kind of hashtag sick right now that they make movies about with people in hashtag hazmat suits and government hashtag conspiracies and a hot girl with a hashtag PhD. Still waiting for the hot girl part, hashtag dying, hashtag flu, hashtag CDC. So here's one's kind of plain.
Yep, I'm ready.
Here's one that's kind of plain, but I like the hashtag on it. Except for the first time I had sex and Billy Idol, I'm just not that fond of 80s nostalgia. Hashtag not related. Hashtag irrelevant. Hashtag uninteresting. Hashtag girl on top.
Great.
And that is actually true. Okay.
Ooh, did you hear that one?
I did. Foley.
Foley art.
Now. So here's one. This one. Okay, I'll read it, but... it says, got into a heated debate about atheism, and by heated, I mean we were eating hot wings, and by debate, I mean we agreed with each other that religion is a social disease. So, yeah, anybody who listens to the podcast knows my views on religion, which are, yeah.
Well, I think Bill Maher would be enthusiastic, maybe.
Starting a petition to change the hashtag Ides of March to the, quote, Clydes of March. And if your name's Clyde, you get a hashtag parade.
Okay. This is really good. By the way, do you have a whole lot more? I want you to have.
I got lots, yeah.
A lot more.
We can go on, yeah. I mean.
Oh, please. Wonderful.
Let's keep rolling.
Keep hitting those tweets.
I'm going to keep hitting them. So, here's one. Told my vegan gluten intolerant friend the story of the Sermon on the Mount. Boy, did she get mad at that one. WWJD, I thought so. So I asked her to wash my feet with her hair. Didn't help. Hashtag vegan, hashtag gluten, hashtag nard, hashtag pure nard, hashtag pint of pure nard.
So. You know, for me it's easy because I'm your biggest fan.
Yeah, I guess so.
I really am. So when I hear this shit, I was excited tonight because I was like, I'm about to hear a bunch of just Jason's, you know, I almost said blatherings, but that's not cool.
They're my shatterscots is what they are.
Yeah. They're not, right. Anyway, go ahead, Jay.
Okay, Jason. So maybe they'll relate to this one, a little less highbrow. It goes, I had a messed up childhood. One time I caught my imaginary friend making out with my imaginary girlfriend. But I have a good imagination, so I gave them both herpes. Hashtag imaginary herpes.
Good job.
This one is, you have to know a little, you got to know a little Canadian culture to get this one. And if you don't, and I won't blame you for it, I'll explain it. But it goes like this. It goes, having a good day up here in Canada. Nice weather today. Great people. Awesome poutine. I feel like a million loonies. Parentheses bonus. Did you know Colonel Steve Austin's cousin, Roger, also had bionic limbs and was called the 6 million loony man? Hashtag Canada. Hashtag loony. Hashtag poutine.
Well, how do you get 100 Canadians out of a pool?
I don't know.
Ask them politely, could you please get out of the pool?
That's funny.
Go ahead.
Okay, here's one that was basically all hashtags. I don't know why. It had something to do with Shakespeare anyway. Hashtag iambic, hashtag pentameter, a poetic line with 5 feet. Hashtag iconic pentameter, a roof supported by 5 columns. Hashtag ironic pentameter, read this joke 5 times and it's still not funny. Hashtag but soft what light through yonder window breaks. Hashtag tis vodka though the clock has not struck noon. So I don't know why I did that, but I can tell you from memory that tis vodka though the clock has not struck noon took me hours to come up with because it's supposed to be an iambic pentameter and I could not get the feet right. So tis vodka though the clock has not struck noon. It's true, I was drinking vodka before noon when I wrote that tweet.
And continue.
Okay. My hashtag dad used to beat me as a child, usually at hashtag racquetball, sometimes at hashtag tennis. It seems they don't make rackets for 2-year-old hands. Of course, dad was always saying, the racket's not why you're losing. No excuses. And I would say something back like, want a cookie. So, yeah. This one is a fairly new thing that I wrote. Here's something I like to do when I'm hashtag bored. I get some hashtag scrubs, and I go for a run until they're really good and sweaty. Then I sit there with my eyes wide, and I wait till someone says, are you a hashtag doctor? And then I look up and I say, not anymore.
Keep going.
Okay. Tweeting this from a hashtag bar. Tell you what, I'm going to stop saying hashtag if it's just a regular word. I'll only do the hashtags that are interesting. Okay. Tweeting this from a bar. Some guy ordered an Irish car bomb. That's offensive. And so is a kamikaze. Next thing you know, they'll make a drink called the ISIS suicide bomber. Hey, bartender, I'll have a Serbian rape squad on the rocks and a Vietnam sniper teeny for my friend.
God damn. You're good, man.
So here's one, or I could just rapid fire them, not even ask for commentary. Here's one, the less fattening margarine fly should not be confused with the old-fashioned oleo fly, which also does not exist. Hashtag fake insect facts. Quote, hey, you're beautiful, slash handsome, smart, charming, dot, dot, dot. You'll find another stalker. I know you will. Or one will find you, because, you know, that's how it works. Hashtag, we'll always have that restraining order. Hashtag, how to let someone down easily. Yeah. Just up the ante, whenever I guzzle a beer, I say it's 10 a.m. somewhere in the world. Hashtag Sunday morning. Let's see. Gotta be honest, some days husbandhood is an exhausting effort to avoid as much responsibility as possible. Hashtag most eggs. Hashtag more time for tweeting. So that's ironic. Let's see. You know, I'm getting towards the end of the first chapter.
Tweets. Yeah. Like, you have not fucked around.
No, I was going for it. Sometimes, like I said, I try to do 5 a day.
5 a day?
Yeah. Well, you know, you just, like I said, just turn jokes into tweets and you're going to go. So here's one that goes, my no drinking before 8 a.m. rule is sometimes hard to follow, but if life was easy, it would be your mom.
You know I love that.
Yeah. Here's one. Okay, here's the transition point. Look, I understand that it's not easy being a gangster, but coming up with 5 dumb jokes a day to promote a lowbrow podcast ain't exactly a cakewalk either, pal. Hashtag, not to mention hashtag the hashtag hashtags. I think that's good for now. Yeah.
Here's some notes.
Okay.
Fuck you like an animal.
Yeah.
Chicken butt dust.
Yeah.
Broken bear.
Yeah.
Alligator pit / Daffy Duck. Rape a donkey at gunpoint. Komodo dragon / hyper Pac-Man beast. Unicorn penis horn. Smashing lizards with a rock. Butt pumping innocent creatures. I'm not done.
No, hope not.
Mutant ostrich. Giant buzzard. Sexy bumblebees times 18. Rabbits / sports. Wolves / pitchfork. Gerbils juggling matchsticks / remember midgets. Do you want me to keep going?
Wait. Yes, I do, but okay, keep going.
Fucking goats. Killing cow.
Ouch.
Cat. Not a metaphor. Dog. Not a metaphor. Hungry mountain lions eating genitals. Drowning your cat. Shooting the turkey. Killing a cricket. Mickey Mouse, motherfuckers. And then sitting on Mickey.
Do you remember the episode, Joe, where you were giving the name, the topics for the next 27 episodes? You remember that one?
Yeah.
That's what this is. That's what that was. I want you to do this every episode. Just you reading a list of shit. Whatever you got. I just want you reading a list. And you know how I like to do the hashtag thing? Your use of slash is... That's what got me. That's what got me. And I know what you're referencing with all those. So I'm really looking forward to it.
My friend, you have no idea what this is going to be get. Like... what I read from you...
Dude, you're fading out again. Lean in. Lean in, Joe. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
When you realize what this means, I think you're going to enjoy it.
I think I am, too. I know I am, because I've always enjoyed it. So we're done. Just 50 seconds of Roiksop left. Any other thoughts? You gotta do
I've been a little sloppy.
Nah,
I want to apologize. I think it was a good episode, maybe.
Yeah, it was. Hell yeah, it was. Do you want to do your scream? You got 35 seconds.
All right. rape a donkey at gunpoint!